Blog Talk Radio.
What's popping, everybody? What's popping? It's going down tonight. You already know what it is, man. It's your girl, Leshy Less, live in the building, and it's going down. And we're talking about Cardi B's new album. It went gold first day. You know what I'm saying? It dropped. Shout out to Daryl. Hey, what's up? What's popping? You already know what it is. Hey, everybody. You know, I'm rocking this Black Excellence shirt because you know it's all about Black Excellence. You know, that song right there was basically from the Destruction Boys. So I had to walk in here with the Gawa Gawa real quick, even though I'm not from South Africa, but I am Nigerian, though. Big shout out to everybody in South Africa. So that song, everybody's been doing that Wakanda Challenge and everything like that, right? So, you know, Saudi Arabia basically has opened up their new movie theater, and the first movie they're going to show is Black Panther, right? So that's definitely, they are breaking, you know, a whole bunch of history right now. They are definitely leaving their mark. And I think they surpassed the $1 billion, you know, rating right now with, you know, the box office. And they still got them playing in theaters. I've never heard that before because most of the time, you know, when movies come out, you know, they stop playing them. But, I mean, they're still playing in theaters. You can still see Black Panther right now. So big shout out to them. You know, Wakanda for life, even though Wakanda is not a real country, even though some people really be saying that Wakanda is next to Uganda and they be mad serious, but they really not, they really playing around because really it's not a real country. But I do like the fact that they did show intelligent African-American people on screen. And, but it doesn't mean that everybody should start shaving their head right now because mad people shaving their head. And I'm wondering, is like the bald thing, the new do for 2018, because every chick I'm starting to see is shaving their head out, and they talking about Wakanda for life. I don't know, because I know in a couple of weeks I'm going to see you buying a wig, you know what I'm saying, talking about, yo, I need to switch this up, yo, this I can't do this. But anyway, shout out to all those ladies out there rocking that baldness, because it's definitely hot, you know. Uganda, Wakanda, y'all hilarious, like I don't know what, though. But, we're going to talk about Cardi B. We're going to talk about this is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. You know, a lot of, I am a disabled female veteran, and I am an MST survivor. MST is military sexual trauma. We had a show last month talking about women dealing with that. So definitely spreading awareness and letting people know that you don't have to be silent anymore. There is help. You can get help. And, you know, reach out and let somebody know what you're dealing with. You don't have to be silent anymore. You know, that was something that people had to do, you know, a long time ago. Maybe they had to just deal with it, but you don't have to deal with it anymore. You could speak out and don't feel ashamed. Don't feel any type of way. Like, there is help for you. Military sexual trauma. So like I said, Cardi B went gold. First day it dropped. Everybody had the hype. You know, Cardi B is doing her thing. You know, shout out to her. Okay, at the end of the day, you know, whatever people might think about her, like, she's getting her. She is getting her chicken. She is getting her money. She's doing her thing. So shout out to her and let her do her thing and let her get her money. She's all over the news. She's speaking her mind. She's been on CNN. She's all over the place. And let her win, you know. I mean, right now it's a time to just show love and support people that are really on their grind. So she dropped the album. Everybody's excited, you know. And I'm about to play some music from her, you know, real quick. I'm just going to play a little snippet and stuff, you know. Because, you know, everybody was like, what is drip? You know, drip is basically, you know, I guess a slang word now, more of you looking hot, you know, you looking cool, you looking fly, you know. So you walking in looking like the drip. So this is her new song called Drip. And we're going to play a little bit of that real quick. And we're going to come right back. So we're going to talk to you guys in a few minutes a little bit more. We're going to talk about the drip real quick. We're going to play that song.
Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Diamonds on my wrist, they drippin'. Ice. Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Diamonds on my wrist, they drippin'.
Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Diamonds on my wrist, they drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Diamonds on my wrist, they drippin'.
Give me a little something to remember. Tryna make love in a sprinter.
Yeah.
Quit just drop a nigga like Kimber.
Looking
like a right swipe on Tinder.
Yeah.
Shit on these hoes.
Yeah.
Let up my wrist on these hoes.
Yeah.
Now I look down on these bitches.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm on stilts on these hoes.
Woo.
But forget baby daddy right now.
Right now.
And the maid got cake by the pound.
Go
down, eat it up, don't drown. Making cheese in a bowl, how it sound.
Yeah.
I got that gushy. Yeah, that's a fact, but I never been pussy. I've been that bitch with pajamas with footies.
Woo.
Everything. I'm not going to give you everything at all because you know what? I need y'all to go purchase that album and support Cardi B doing her thing. I'm not going to give you everything, but I'm just giving you little snippets of what you can hear on her new song. Shout out to all my people in Africa. Shout out Donnell. Shout out everybody out there, you know, in the different areas showing love. Hey, Mel, what's popping? Shout out to all my vets. It's a couple of events coming up this week. So this Saturday coming up, I'm partnering up with Women's Veterans United Committee, facilitating an event, talking with veterans, talking about how we can talk about issues that concern female veterans and how we could take that to legislation. So that's going down tomorrow from 1 to 4, and I'll be posting that stuff out. And I want to go ahead and bring in DJ Hustle if he's free today. Hustle, you in there? Because I'm trying to bring you in. I hope you decent. That's our DJ Hustle. You know, he's out here doing some amazing things out there in Cali. DJ Hustle, what's poppin', DJ Hustle?
Hey, what's poppin', Lockin'?
What's up, fam?
I'm just Friday, I'm going to work next time.
Definitely, man. You've been out here working, man. What's going on in, you know, L.A., man? That whole thing with that YouTube shooter was crazy, man.
Man, sometimes you got to post what they want to post and just let them be true.
Hey.
She went hard to paint, wait, but that is a good situation. And that lets you know that people are not to be messed with.
Exactly.
Because you're a big corporation. During all this time, you need to talk to a guy and give them some kind of love or secret, something. If she wasn't affecting the kids or taking people and their parents, I know she was doing a lot of videos. I'm like, okay, so that's bad, you know?
I know. It wasn't nothing bad. She had some. She did kind of look kind of crazy. I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, on Real Talk, she kind of looked crazy slightly. You know, she looked kind of crazy. And she was talking about veganism, which is good because, you know, there's a lot of vegans out there. She was talking about fitness, and she was talking about a whole bunch of different things. And I heard it was in a whole bunch of different languages. But what she stated from what CNN reported was basically that she was putting up her YouTube, and they were suppressing her.
You know what? dealing was no different than what's about to do in California. And yeah, she was a little different, but we're all different if you think about it. You know, she wasn't doing anything vain or she was a little different. But nothing wrong with being different.
No, it's nothing wrong with being different. But apparently her family members already told the authorities that she was like kind of like crazy a little bit, and she is really angry, and she might go and do something at the YouTube campus at Silicon Valley. But, you know, authorities, like most of the time, they ignore when you say something. And I tell you, no, most of the time when shootings happen, which I keep telling people, they warn somebody. They tell somebody, and it's always ignored. They don't take it seriously until it actually happens. This chick camped out, and allegedly, she went to the gun range the day before getting herself ready, and she shot a whole bunch of random people. She didn't even know half of the people, allegedly. So two are out, and they're released, and they're, you know.
That's crazy, that when your folks tell people.
Hey, your folks tell you.
When your folks say, yo, she crazy, that should be the biggest sign in the world, because most people's folks don't say nothing about it. Little mama, they can't be wonderful, but her parents are like, yo, she's off the hook, watch her, she's not crazy, she's off the chain.
Exactly.
And they didn't think, oh, she's okay, it's fine. No, she's not fine. She's dead now.
Exactly.
That's what they were talking about. What's wrong with you? Come on, man.
Exactly. We got to get it together, you know.
What's up, bud?
Hey, Rob, what's up? How you doing? So, shout out to everybody out there doing their thing. Also, salute to Dr. Martin Luther King. He definitely left a legacy for us out here, you know. He had a dream that black, white, brown, we all came together, you know, united. And it's sad that our country and, you know, I love my country, salute to the flag and everything. But at the end of the day, we need to come together because we are solely divided, you know, on a lot of different things. And, you know, hopefully as we move forward with these new millennials that, you know, things will slowly change. But I do see that these young millennials are not taking it. You know, they're not taking all this school shooting. They're protesting. Take, for instance, Howard University. I love Howard University. But what y'all doing over there? Y'all taking the kids' money, though? Why are the staff members taking their money, though? They out here taking their money, though. These kids are sitting here investing all this money. And the financial staff, well, maybe not the staff, but allegedly some of the staff members took some of the money and they were doing some embezzlement. So I know a couple of people, you know what I'm saying, got some Lambos over there, some Ferraris, Maybachs or something like that. Maybe. But at the end of the day, don't play with the kids' money. Don't play with the kids' money. This is a historical black school. Everybody loves Howard. A lot of people graduated from Howard. It's a sad day.
Right. That's kind of wrong to do that, man. It's people out there who is trying to do the right thing, go the right route, education, work hard, and you still earn money? Come on.
Yeah, that's not the right thing to do. You can't do that.
No.
What you guys think about that? What you think about Howard University? So the kids... The kids were protesting for, I think, 7 to 8 days, and they locked themselves on campus, you know, protesting because they're not having this. There's a young man that was caught up in a situation where his money was taken, and it's kind of put him on a standstill with him graduating. So, I mean, they want some answers, you know. They want some answers, like, y'all got to do better. You got to do better. It's definitely crazy.
To be playing around with people's money. Yeah, especially with somebody working hard for it and doing the right thing, going the right route for their education and their future. Yeah. So I just think you just do better than that.
Exactly. And that's the real talk right there. So I found something new on Facebook, right? I think it's kind of crazy a little bit, but I don't know. Everybody getting their hustle every type of way, right? So they got this thing called clam chucking. Have you seen it? It's called clam chucking. Clam chucking. Okay. So this is the concept. Clam chucking, right? They go live on Facebook. They get like these compressed clams. You know, clams, that's where you get the pearls and everything from. the pearls and everything from, right? Okay, so they get them sent out to them, right? And they got like all these different lockets and stuff you can put them in. So these people bid on what kind of clams they want. So they open the clams. They like mad nasty and slimy, but different kind of color pearls come out of them. And people bid on bags on how many pearls they want, and people get paid off it. So that's a new trend. I just saw like 5 or 6 people doing that on Facebook. So I don't know. So that's a new thing. And I found out that on Amazon you can actually get a kit to start it out. So that's another business. I mean, entrepreneur business is definitely booming in 2018. Everybody's an entrepreneur nowadays.
Yeah, that's true. But clams,
man, clams. I mean, they chucking them. They got their nails done, everything, and they just chucking these clams. They got, like, gold clams. They got gold, silver, all these. What I don't understand is I thought, like, only, like, the pearls, when they come out, they're like one color. I thought they were dying. Maybe that's just my ignorance, right? I didn't know they came out different. I'm saying, do they set these things up? Are they already inside of them? Or this is natural? Somebody tell me that's logging on, because I don't know the difference. I did not know that clams has different colors and stuff. I thought it was only white pearls that came out.
I thought it was white pearls too, though. I don't know about no purple or blue or anything.
Man, I'm telling you, look on YouTube. Look on, not just YouTube, but look on Facebook. These people are chucking clams, and they coming out blue, purple, orange, all these different colors. I was like, hold up. Are these real clams for real? But I did see they were slimy. So I've never seen that before. But that's a new trend that's out here, you know. Know several different from what I've watched. Okay. So she said that she's seen them already. Melanie said she's seen them on Facebook.
Okay.
They got kits and everything.
Wow, that's
and they selling these things for like $100, $200, $300. And people are going in like they've been exactly. And they chucking them live online. They got their little tail and they chucking them all dressed up, chucking freaking clams. So that's a new trend. So besides that, I know a lot of y'all got that's a new trend. Entrepreneurship is on the rise right now. But there's a lot of people right now that have been hyped and been ready to check out the new Cardi B album, you know, Invasion of Privacy, man. Cardi B came from, you know, she started from the bottom, now we're here. She all the way here, all the way live. I mean, from MTV, VH1, runway, fashion shows, clothing, everything. She's the big, you know what I'm saying, promoter for Fashion Nova. Fashion Nova is getting a coin right now off of Cardi B.
Wow.
You know, so, and then on top of that, I mean, she went gold in the first day. Who does that? First day. I don't even think it's first day. I think in the first couple of seconds she went gold. What'd you say, cuz?
Yeah, that's hard to do now. That's hard to do right now in hip hop, go gold or any stature right now, platinum or gold. It's very rare anymore. No, nobody really buys diamonds anymore. So she did a great job going gold on her new album. Great job.
Exactly. She's doing. She got it. He got it. We got it over here at Lush Radio Online. I paid y'all a little bit of a drip, but I'm not going to give y'all everything because I want y'all to go out there and support her and get her album. But y'all heard a little bit of drip, and I'm going to play some more for you, you know what I'm saying, some Cardi B. So this one right here is Get Up 10, Cardi B, and we're going to play a little bit of that.
Look, they gave a bitch 2 options, stripping the loose. Used to dance in a club right across from my school. I said dance, nah, fuck, don't get it confused. Had to set the record straight cause bitches love to assume. Mama couldn't give it to me, had to get it assumed. Lord only knows how I got it assumed. I was covered in dollars, now I'm dripping in jewels. A bitch played with my money, might as well fit in my food. Bitches hated my guts, now they swear it was cool. Went from making tuna sandwiches to making the news. I started speaking my mind and tripping my views. Real bitch, only thing fake is the boobs. Get money, go hard, motherfucking right. Never been a fraud in my motherfucking life. Get money, go hard. heart, damn fucking right. Stun on these bitches out of motherfucking spite. Ain't no running up on me, will for nothing to glory. I ain't telling y'all to do it, I'm just telling my story. I don't hang with these bitches, cause these bitches be corny. And I got enough bros, y'all ain't gotta support me. I whip.
That's just a little snippet, just a little snippet. I'm not giving you everything, just a little snippet. So, and this one right here, Get Up 10, she's like talking real talk. One thing I love about Cardi, she's always been the one to say what she feels in her heart. She has no filter, no cut cards at all. You want to hear it? She's going to say the things that you think in your head, but you're not going to say it out loud, but Cardi's going to say it. She's going to do it. You already know what it is, right? You know, Cardi body, you already know what it is. She's going to do it because that's what she does, you know? But she's really talking about her real life. You know, she had to get her money. You know, her mother couldn't provide for it. She wanted to do what she wanted to do. And she did it. She worked hard, and she did that, you know? So Melody said filters are overrated. They are, you know? Hey, I think this is the year of being transparent, you know? People are just being transparent, you know? Like, I mean, you can go from a stripper to be a president. You can go from, you know, find everybody to become a president too. You could do whatever you want and be a political figure nowadays. You know, you could be a stripper, you could be a porn star, and you can transition. Hey, everybody has a past, but look at that. You know what I'm saying? Look at what Cardi's doing, and she's also giving back to the youth too. So, you know what I mean? You got to give her props. You know, everybody hates, but yo, you got to respect somebody's grind. DJ Hustle know about Hustle because he's the king of Hustle over there, yo. Real talk. Hustle, you still there? I think I lost Hustle for a second. But, yeah, that was DJ Hustle. He's definitely one of our correspondents out there in L.A. He does his thing out there on the red carpet. He's covered so many different events. And on top of that, he also is a DJ, and he does photography out there in L.A. If you're ever in L.A. or you're in basically Long Beach, make sure you holler at DJ Hustle. Follow him at DJ Hustle 2407. And that's one of our correspondents from Lush Radio Online. And don't forget to check out Emma E2K live each and every Monday from 9 to 10 a.m. She's talking about jumpstarting your morning with Motivational Mondays, motivational music, and everything of that nature. So you already know what it is, man. And like I said, Sexual Assault Awareness Month, you know, it's a lot of women, a lot of men, that have faced this, and it can happen in a job, it can happen at the school, it can happen anywhere, and people are subject to that, and sometimes people feel ashamed, or they feel like people don't believe them, or they feel that they're going to get reprimanded for an issue that happened that was not their fault. So, you know, now a lot of people are becoming transparent, especially with the whole Me Too movement, Time's Up movement. But the thing is, there's an argument, too, as being a female veteran, also myself, and a MST survivor. Sometimes, you know, a lot of female veterans right now, I've seen the argument talking about, but what about the veterans? What about Me Too for the veterans? You know, where's our ribbon, you know? We dealt with it, and some situations can be very, very brutal, you know, in the military. And it's a sad thing. They are doing some marches and things to raise money for awareness this month. So I definitely encourage you to go out and support and reach out to MST or sexually assaulted survivors. And, you know, hear their story, you know. They are telling the truth, you know. They are suffering. And, you know, and from when you have sexual assault, that leads to depression. That leads to trust issues. That leads you to not having strong relationships with certain people because of that. It's a lot, you know. There's a lot of MST for men, and I'm so glad that you're talking about it. Thank you. Oh, you're welcome, Mel. It's just, it's a lot of men. Like, we had, we were on Capitol Hill, and we had a young man by the name of Heath, and he talked about his sexual trauma, and it affects men and women. And then we also had Joe Braxton, who has an amazing book. He was live on a line, and then we had another young lady come out about her trauma that she dealt with. So, I mean, people are suffering, and some people are suffering in silence. And then we've lost a lot of people just from committing suicide because they've dealt with it, and they are ashamed or scared to tell anybody. So don't be scared, and just definitely, you know, tell somebody. And I'm trying to pull up the national hotline, you know, to get help. And if not, you know, just, you know, let somebody know. And we, you know, don't be afraid to get help. You know, there is help, you know, for a lot of people out here. You know, don't be ashamed. Don't be feeling like, you know, nobody's going to help you. And also speaking about, you know, domestic violence too. I mean, we had your boy allegedly Fabulous that we love, you know, his music. But, yo, I don't condone a dude putting his hands on a female. Allegedly, he put his hands on his baby mama. And I think that's kind of crazy, you know. For you to get that much strength to knock out somebody's teeth, if it allegedly happened, I think that's just wrong. Like, you don't put your hands on a female. I don't care what the situation is. Sometimes you got to cool off. We all get angry, you know, but we got to find different ways to deal with issues in our relationships instead of putting our hands on individuals, you know. So, I mean, we got to get it together. You know, and at the end of the day, you know, we got to show love. Life is about love. You know, I had a story. This story happened last night. Me and my sister were going to 7-Eleven after we hit the gym. We went to 7-Eleven, and at the 7-Eleven, there was a young man standing outside, and he was freezing. It was cold. I think it was like 30-something degrees outside, and he didn't ask for no food. He didn't ask for... He didn't ask for food. He didn't ask for a dime. All he asked, he said, "Do you got an extra jacket in the car?" And I was like, "We don't have an extra jacket." But I was just thinking in my head, like, us of all people, why would he even ask for a jacket, right? So then I was like, okay, maybe this is a test from God or something, right? So I said, you know what size do you wear? So I went back to, we went back to the house. I said, you know what, we want to go get him a jacket. I said, you know what, if you're still here, we're going to come back and we're going to bring you this jacket. He said, I'm going to be here, right? So we go get the jacket. And I asked my significant other, I said, you know, you got an extra jacket, so I get a jacket. Good thing it was a large too, right? So we come back and he's still standing and he's freezing. So I come out the car and I give him a jacket and he puts it on because he's a young gentleman. And I told him, I said, go ahead and zip it up, you know, go ahead and zip it up. So he zips it up. He's like, thank you so much. He said, it fits perfect. He said, I truly appreciate you guys for doing that. You know, I was down there and nobody was able, you know what I'm saying, to help me or whatever. And I was just in shock, you know, because he didn't ask for food. He didn't ask for no money. All he asked was for a jacket because he was cold. So the moral of the story is we can't judge people on any situation they're in because I am, you know, I was former homeless person myself. We can't judge anybody. We don't know their situations. We don't know why they're there. You know, if somebody asks for help, you know, you got to reach out and touch someone. If somebody has an issue or whatever the thing is, it's not for us to judge. It's for us to help. If we have, we're put on this earth to serve. So we might as well serve and help somebody, our fellow man, you know. That's what we here in America do. When it's time for us to stand up, to do what we need to do for a fellow man, that's what we're known for, and that's what we need to do, you know. So I felt like that was something I needed to do, and that was on my heart. And, you know, I just hope that young man, you know, finds what he's finding and, you know, it gets better for him. Also, the military suicide hotline is 1-800-TALK-8255. 1-800-TALK-8255, you know. There's a lot of people that are walking time bombs. Like, we just talked about the young lady that was the YouTube shooter. Like, we haven't in a while heard, you know, I mean, I haven't heard of a female, you know, shooter unless she was in the military, but just on a random shooting. Most of the time we hear, like, guys or, you know, some random guy doing it or whatever. But, I mean, something was definitely going on with this young lady. We can't just say, oh, she's deranged, because I did say she was kind of crazy. She was, but what caused her craziness? What made her mad? She was mad because she felt like they were stifling her on YouTube. Now, was that wrong? Maybe she felt some type of way. Maybe she was trying to, that was her only way of expressing herself, and they felt She felt like they were holding her back. It's not right what she did, but we always have to find the root and figure out, like, how could there have been intervention before this woman had, you know, hurt some other people? Now, there's two that are out already and released, and then there's one that's still in critical condition. But could this have been prevented? You know, that's the question. Could it have been prevented? You know, but once again, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, and we're live in the building. You already know what it is, and it's Lush Radio Online. And you know what? We got a couple of other events that's going on. You know, we have the on April the 26th, Wink is having their award show out in Michigan. And you can definitely check that out on Wink for All on Facebook. Or you can go on to www.wincforall.com and you can get a ticket from there. It's in Michigan on the 26th. I will be there, and we will be covering and doing media on the red carpet with some celebrities that are coming through. And also this Saturday, there is going to be another event that I will be involved in. This event, we're going to be talking with legislation on the issues that female veterans are dealing with out here, because there's a lot of complaints that the VA isn't doing everything that it should, or there's lack of resources. But the VA is doing some things, but the fact is they're not able to convey all of the information out to the veterans. And that's where, you know, the VSOs or people like me and advocates for veterans have to step up and go do the things that they can't do. You know, they might not know how. You know, so that's why we got to step up. So this Saturday is the Women's Veterans Legislative Brainstorming Summit, Saturday, April 7, 2018. And the purpose is to identify female veterans' issues and bring them to the forefront, working together to develop female veterans' issues for legislation, and also get, introduced to our legislation. Like, a lot of times, you know, a lot of us want change and we want things to happen, you know, out here. But how can you make it happen if you don't even know who your legislation or your representative or senator or governor is or your mayor? You have to start getting involved on a political point so you're able to reach out and touch somebody and make things happen. If you don't like things that are going on in your kid's school, you need to be part of that PTA. You need to go and reach out to your local mayor, a council member, and make sure that you implement their power and make actions and make things move for you the way you want to or for your community. We can't just sit here back and complain. We got to get involved. You got to get activated. You got to get recharged, and you need to step up, and you need to be in leadership positions. You need to position yourself or deal with people in positions of power in order for you to take things to the level that you want to take. So that's what we're doing. We have a part in facilitating that, and we will also be doing media for that and covering that event. And hopefully, not hopefully, but we are going to get that stuff in legislation, and that's going to be history right there. So definitely supporting veterans, because, you know, I'm all about veterans, and I'm all about, you know, supporting independent artists, business owners, and things of that nature. And on that note, we got another event coming up Friday, April the 27th, 2018. From 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., you're going to have the Maryland Military and Veteran Women Business Conference. And that's going to be in Baltimore. It's going to be at 101 North Gay Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21201. And that event is going to be amazing because it's free for veterans, and I think it's $20 for general admissions. But they're going to be giving out information on how you as a business owner can get grants for your business. So you can get seed money and startup money. There's going to be a lot of networking, so make sure you bring your business cards. Make sure you bring everything that you need. Also, Eli and Elliot and a couple of people out there at the D.C. Mayor's Office of Veterans Affairs did an amazing event called D.C. Hires Vets. They had so many different VSOs. Southwest was there. Everybody was there. It was an amazing event. And I'm definitely excited. Some people actually got signed up to get some jobs, and they had a whole bunch of mobile units there. The mobile units are designed inside there where people can sign up for your LinkedIn and all kinds of different things in there so they can get connected, you know. So get connected, get involved. And, yo, one thing I want to say about people out there, if you're trying to get into business or you're trying to basically network with people of power or people in the field you're in, then you need to go ahead and log on to LinkedIn and make sure you set up a profile. Make sure you connect with the people and network and then leverage your network. The thing about it is that sometimes we have resources within our own network that we don't even use or tap into. We need to start leveraging. And remember that fear should only drive you. Fear should not cripple you. You understand? Because this is no fear season right now. No fear season. And we're going to go ahead and go to some music real quick. And only because, you know, I'm African. I love African music. And we're going to go ahead and play some African music real quick. And we're going to come right back. So you already heard Destruction Boy. So we're going to play some more music. And I think I have a song from Olamide. Olamide. And this one right here is called Science Student. Science Student. Okay? You already know what it is. Your girl, green, white.
You know they for Mali, brother ni tapi, shewe ni wawawe, ashireko, oti zulo jwewe, ah, eh, kosewe, kosebo, kosewe, kosebo, kosewe, kosebo, kosewe, kosebo, ati po mi gata po, oju si dirty, ati po kami kapo, awa sae su de, eh, kosewe, kosebo, kosewe, kosebo,
Go cabaleri bi e luku mede mede tramadol lo mu bi toni quarter yi
ko se bo ati ko mi gata po oju si dirty ati ko kami ka po awa sai su de
ko se bo ati ko mi gata po I think for coming, come for our side today. Body this
walk it like I talk it. Take my shoes and walk a mile, something that you can't do. Tops of the town, big boy gang moves. I like to walk around with my chain loose.
Chain.
She just bought a new, but got the same booze. Whipping up dope, scientists.
Whip it up, cook it up.
That's my sauce where you find it.
Look it up, find it.
Adding up checks, no minus.
Add it up.
Yeah. Get your respect in diamonds.
Ice.
I bought a plane, Jane, roll it. Deep, bought they fame.
Woo.
I think my back got scoliosis, cause I swerved the lane. Heard you signed your life for that brand new chain.
I heard.
Think it came with stripes, but you ain't straight with the game.
Gang.
walk it like I talk it,
walk it,
walk it like I talk it,
walk it,
walk it like I talk it,
talk it,
walk it like I talk it,
woo,
walk it like I talk it,
walk it,
walk it like I talk it, walk it like I talk it,
talk it,
walk it like I talk it,
let's go,
walk it like I talk it,
walk it,
walk it like I talk it,
woo,
walk it like I talk it, walk it like I talk it,
hey,
walk it like I talk it,
walk it,
walk it like I talk it,
you,
walk it like I talk it, walk it like I talk it,
hey. I gotta stay in my zone. Say that we been beefing, dog, but you on your own. First night, she gon' let me, cause we grown. I hit her, gave her back to the city, she home. That was that, so I can't be beefing with no whack. Got no backbone. Heard you living in a mansion and all your raps, though. But your shit look like the trap on his Google Maps, though. We been brothers since Versace Bando, whoa. Name ringing like Amigo trap phone, whoa. Used to be with Vashti at Santos, that's on Tommy Campos. We live like Sopranos, and I
walk it like I talk it,
walk it,
walk it like I talk it,
walk
it, walk it like.
About to give them some old school right now. About to give them some old school in a second. If you already know what it is, man, if you feel like she's been sliding the building, you know, each and every Friday, you already know the Lush Lounge. And it's going down. Check out MECK each and every Monday from 9 to 10 a.m., 7 by 1 Monday. Motivation.
Just been through it all, man. Blood, sweat, and tears.
Dad
is. The fuck else could happen, yo? I don't think much more, son. I'm mother, yo. Yeah, seen it all and been through it all, yo. That's how I feel right now. Yo, the mother for real, for real.
Queen B, baby.
True.
Yo, blowing it again with rusty ass German things. Giving the double as I motherfucking claim the fame. Throwing your wet suit when it rains and pours and all. Hit them with the fall, don't even know them from a hole in the wall. Get at me, wanna clap me, snitches wanna rap me. Put it right where they back be. Keep my guns close to me, enemies even closer. Tending kites with the motor rollers. Yo, give them the cold shoulder with a hollow tip to match. Bad apple out of the bat, obsessed with gas. Since a little dude eating full buck 50s.
You can kill me, but they coming with me. How about that? Send the queen bee to attack. Only your fly like that can leave him relaxed. Rock him to sleep, make him think the drama is dead. Yo, I smile up in your face, no, I'm fighting instead.
Yo, it's too real. To make you feel, jump him in the club. Have you out and out when he bumps it. Drugs to your eardrum, the war uncut. Having OG, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real. To make you feel, jump him in the club. Have you out and out when he bumps it. Drugs to your eardrum, the war uncut. Having OG, cause it's never enough. Hot damn hole, here we go again. Light as a rock, hard as a this is not for blocks, through hard tops in the parking lot. Where my rock like the fuck a lot. My book launched out, speak for itself. Like a wrestler, another notch under my belt. The embezzler, chrome treasurer. The UNO competitor. I'm 10 steps ahead of ya. I'm a leader, yeah, I'm following shit. Coming in this game on some modeling shit. This sucks, just to get to the top. I put 100% in every line I drop. It's the Q to the B with the M-O, B-B. Queensbridge, Brooklyn, and with D-double-E-P. What? Yeah, I wish I lived a life I live. Yo, Prodigy, tell them what this is, done. Yo, it's done. The real. To make you feel, jump them in the club. Have you out and out when you bump this drug. To your eardrum, the war uncut. Having OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real. To make you feel, jump them in the club. Have you out and out when you bump this drug. To your eardrum, the war uncut. Having
yo.
OT, cause it's never
I
enough.
I can never get enough of it. Yo, that's my I need that to boost my adrenaline. Yo, rock that. That real life makes they wanna thug it. Makes the projects love it. We come through like shit. Yo, want problems, pursue it. Let's do it. Infamous small bosses. Check out the portrait at the round table. My thun speaker with his twin ghost is gangster. How we rock, while you watch. Attracted to our style, this is how we get down. With big jewelry and big snug, we get busy, it get grisly. Beat, bloody twists, get frontin', get to running. For the Miz, get to dumping. The fans get to thumping. MOBB, got the whole spot jumping. When my step in the place, damn, you gotta love it.
To make you feel. Jump them in the club, have you out and out when you bump this drug. To your ears from the war uncut, having OD cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real, to make you feel. Jump them in the club, have you out and out when you bump this drug. To your ears from the war uncut, having OD cause it's never enough.
Real, baby, hip hop.
You already know what it is, man. It's your girl, Leshy Less, live in the building, man. And we all today live. We got a couple more minutes on the radio doing our thing, streaming or whatever. And you know what? It's Friday, man. Make sure you get your thing on tonight. But make sure you're safe out there. Oh, I just hit my face on the mic. Ow! But anyway, make sure that you are safe out there on the road. You know what I mean? They are saying that allegedly it's going to snow this week in the DMV. Or whatever, but it's not, I am not claiming that, because I don't need snow, so, make sure you're safe out there. If you are drinking, make sure that you have a designated driver, and make sure you're safe out there, you know, because we done lost too many already, so you know what, make sure that you're safe out there. Also, big salute to Maya Angelou, her birthday was this past week, and you already know what it is. She was the original phenomenal woman. And shout out to all the beautiful women out there that are phenomenal, doing amazing things. Walk strong in your beauty, honey. Make sure you stand with your head high because you are beautiful and you are phenomenal. And you know what? Big salute to her because she is the one that made us feel like we were beautiful. And she stood up for the rights of African Americans and she told the truth through her writing and her poetry. So big shout out to her. She's doing rest in peace, Maya Angelou. We love you. And other than that, you know, it's a lot of crazy things going on in the news. You know, all you got to do is just try to stay prayed up and just try to, you know, live your life and do what you got to do for yourself. We can't worry about other people doing stuff or getting other things that we don't have. You know, at the end of the day, your time's going to come. Just be prepared and be ready. And maybe sometimes it might not be your time to get to certain blessings because mentally you're not ready yet. So maybe God's preparing you for something new. And remember, every setback is a setup for a step up. So no matter what you're going through in your life, remember that you know that things only last for a period of time. And eventually it's going to be over. So remember, you had the worst day in your life and you got over it, and you're going to get over this next one, okay? So it's a lot. Time will heal wounds. And, you know, some people had some loss and some family members that passed. But you know what? Prayers to you. You know what I mean? Stay strong. Keep doing what you do, man. It's your girl, Leshy Lush, live in the building. Don't forget that each and every Monday you have Emma E2K with Motivational Mondays. And don't forget, you know, Emma just got her nonprofit certification, and she is doing her thing with Queens Healing Queens, and I'm so excited for her. She's really going to make a big impact. It's always been her passion and her love to support women, and I'm so excited for her. I call her the Purple Queen because she's always wearing purple. Now her hair is purple. Her lips are purple. Everything's purple. So nobody can like dominate her when it comes to purple, because she is the queen of purple. I mean, literally everything in her house is purple because she loves purple. So, but I love you, Emma. And Emma looks beautiful in the purple, and she's looking so good. Shout out to everybody celebrating their birthday this month. You know, big salute to you. We love you. And, you know, it's time for you to shine in 2018. All the things that you've been working so hard for are going to start aligning for you and working its way out. Even though sometimes you might have some rough days or you might have some bumps in the road, you know what? Forget that and look at the bigger purpose and the big picture. You'll eventually get there. You know what I mean? So things might not always work out the way you want to, but they will eventually happen the way you want it. So remember, I love you. God loves you. And you know what? I don't do it for me. I do it for the people. It's your girl, Leshy Lush, the people's voice. And, yo, I'm about to bounce because you know what? It's Friday, and I still need to get it popping for myself. So I'm about to head out. And I just want to leave y'all with some African music because I like African music. And a lot of people didn't get to hear the full song from the Destruction Boys that's on the Black Panther album, you know. So I'm going to go ahead and play this real quick, and I'm going to go ahead and dance out for y'all real quick.